From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. Two people were killed and 18 others were injured in a shooting early Monday morning outside Club Blue in Fort Myers. The venue had been hosting a party for teens. The shooting occurred as parents were picking up their kids outside the club. Victims treated at area hospitals ranged in age from 12 to 27 years old. As an investigation into the shooting continues, law enforcement has three suspects in custody at this time. With a community in mourning, we'll get reaction from local officials and community leaders as we explore gun violence in the Fort Myers area, creating safe spaces for the region's youth and the grieving process for those reeling from loss and trauma. Plus, as athletes from across the globe head to Rio for next month's Olympic Games, we'll meet some competitors from right here in Southwest Florida. First, this news.
Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Amy Tardiff. Two young ladies who are alumni of Florida Gulf Coast University head to Rio de Janeiro this week to compete in the Summer Olympics. Brooke Sweat represents the USA in beach volleyball, and Lonnie Cabrera represents Barbados in the 400 freestyle in swimming. FGCU held a send-off event last weekend where we got to know them both. Comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media and join our live Twitter chat using the hashtag Gulf Coast Live. First, Brooke Youngquist-Sweat is a Canterbury School graduate and was the first ever volleyball recruit in FGCU's program history. She's also the school's all-time kills leader with 1,167. A kill is a successful legal point-scoring play. The 30-year-old finished her qualification with 4,470 points, the number 15 pairing in the world. She and her beach volleyball partner, Lauren Fendrick, led all U.S. pairs through last March in points. And they begin in Pool A on August 7th against Poland. They're one of two American teams competing in beach volleyball. First, we begin with what a match with Brooke Sweat actually sounds like. Now introducing Sweat is Danny Mahi, who spent 10 years on the FGCU volleyball coaching staff.
I always knew Brooke was going to do special things. And here she is representing the United States going to the Olympics. You know, a couple of months ago, she called me one night. I was home. It was a Tuesday. I had just gotten back from club practice. And she was crying. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she goes, I'm hurt. I said, "Okay, you know, you're an athlete. You're going to get hurt. It's part of the game." And she goes, "No, I think I'm really, really hurt." And I said, "Well, you know, have you seen doctors? Have you gotten training? You know, so on and so forth." "Yeah, I've seen everybody. Everyone that's telling me that it's not good." I said, "Brooke, you're going to be fine." And we talked some more, and we talked some more, and we hung up the phone. I said, "Brooke, you're going to go to the Olympics in 2016. Do you understand me?" And she goes, "Yeah," and she was crying. I said, no, there's no crying. When we hang up this phone, you're going to be an Olympian." And you know what? She did it. She's representing the United States in the 2016 Rio Games. So, Brooke, your family, your sister to me, I love you. Good luck. Bring home the gold. Brooke Sweat.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much for coming. This really means a lot to me. If you would have told me 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that I'm going to be standing here in front of you as an Olympian, I wouldn't have believed you. After my time here was over, I thought my athletic career was over. So I'm just really happy. I can't believe all the support from you guys over the years has meant so much to me. This community is really special, and I'm really blessed to be a part of it. Everything that FGCU has done for me since 2004, I can't thank you enough. And the volleyball program here, there's just so much outpouring support and love for me, and I feel it. I'm on the road quite a bit, but little messages or tweets or Facebook messages, it all means so much to me. And I know I don't always get back and respond to everyone, but that's what keeps me going. And it's been a long, long journey moving away from my family. It's hard being away from the ones that love you and have helped get you to where you are. but it's all been worth it. The tears and the hurt, the pain, to stand here today, it's all worth it. And I'm excited to share this journey with you guys. And I'm going to Rio, and I hope to make all of you proud. I'm so excited. It's really hard to put into words this feeling, these emotions, but I'm really proud, I'm really humbled, really, really excited for the next step in this journey. And I'm excited to get down there and share it with my family and play some good volleyball, hopefully.
Did you know back when you were at Canterbury playing volleyball that this was a dream of yours to get to the Olympics?
No, I've been athletic and I've played lots of sports my entire life. And, of course, the Olympics was, you know, awesome back then, but I never thought about playing. I didn't know what sport I would play in the Olympics, but it all just kind of happened. And I think that's what's really special about it, is that this wasn't my plan by any means. This is God's plan, and by that, I know that this is where I'm supposed to be, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, just because it wasn't like I had this planned in my life. Like, after college, I'm going to be dating someone who's playing beach volleyball that gets me out on the court, and, you know, I fall in love with beach volleyball. So this is completely God's plan, and you just never know what to expect, and that's kind of how the last 4 years of my life has been, and I'm really excited that it's brought me here.
You may have just explained it, but how did you go from regular volleyball to beach volleyball?
Yeah, so that was when I was dating Nick Sweat in college. He played a lot of beach volleyball, him and his twin brother. So I would always be out there watching them, and I never wanted to play. And then one day I was just like, all right, yeah, I'll try it. And I hated it, said I'm never going to do this again, and then found myself out there trying to beat him and his brother, and it was all history after that. Like, I loved it and drug him out to the beach, and yeah.
What's the difference between it, between regular and beach volleyball? Why did you hate it at first?
It's so hard. It's a completely different sport than indoor, and I didn't grow up on the beach. I didn't play beach volleyball for fun or anything. So to go out there and try to jump in the sand and move in the sand was something that was not normal to me. So it was really difficult, and I was used to being pretty good at volleyball. So to go from knowing what I'm doing to not knowing anything made it such a challenge. But then it became a challenge that I wanted to overcome.
Envision holding the gold medal and wearing the gold medal. Have you seen that in your mind?
I have. But I'm more of the kind of person that's just picturing the plays and how I'm going to be playing and different scenarios about, okay, we're playing Poland and we've won the first set and now we're up 18-17, like how to finish that match. I'm more of like picturing the matches and playing good and then at the end seeing the gold medal.
Talk about Lauren and the influence you guys have on each other.
So Lauren took a chance on me 3 years ago when I needed a partner. She broke up with her partner to play with me and take a chance on getting to Rio with me. So we kind of feed off of each other. We're completely different people on and off the court, completely different. So we really have to tune in to each other and really learn about each other, both on and off the court, so that we can try to be as smooth and as flowing as possible on the court. It doesn't come easy for us. We really had to work for it. And I think our different personalities and our different way we live life, like we just build off of that and learn from each other, and we take and give from each other. So it's been a long process, but it's working.
Feeling you're going to have walking out the opening ceremonies with the rest of the Americans. I mean, have you played that through your mind right now, what that's going to be like?
Yeah, I've always watched the opening ceremonies, and it like gives me goosebumps just watching it. So to now be a part of it, like I don't even know what I'm going to be feeling or thinking or anything. I'm really excited to get the opening ceremonies uniform and try it on and just picture myself walking with all the best athletes in the world, and to represent the United States nonetheless means so much to me.
They talked about an injury that you had in January. Can you tell us what happened and what was going through your mind during that?
The injury happened last July 2015. I tore my rotator cuff and had surgery in September, but coming back in January and starting preseason, it just wasn't feeling right, and I thought my shoulder was at a point like where this is as good as it's going to get, and it wasn't very good. So I had a lot of emotions and a lot of thoughts running through my head, and that's kind of where Danny comes into play. He keeps everything, he keeps me level-headed, and just says things how they are, and he's so positive and has been a huge role in getting me to this spot today. So I knew that was a person I needed to talk to and get some advice. So, yeah, that's what he was talking about.
Are you all better?
I am. I'm feeling good going into Rio.
How confident are you and Lauren going forward? I mean, how good do you guys feel against the rest of the field, the rest of the young ladies from around the world?
Right now we're feeling pretty good. Our last international tournament was in Switzerland. Beginning of July, and we had some really good wins in that tournament, a pretty good finish. So we're just building on that. We've had some really good practice the last few weeks. So we're just excited to build on everything we've been doing for the last 3 years and finish this last week off with a good practice next Friday and then head down to Rio and get after it. It hasn't really hit me yet. I think when I get on that plane next Saturday to head down there, I think it'll probably hit me then. And I'll probably be the most nervous person ever. But I think when I get down there and settled in and see the stadium and practice there, I think the nerves will start to go and we can just play volleyball.
Are you concerned at all about Zika?
I've been down there several times since the outbreak last year. And where we are, I didn't see any mosquitoes. So we do have our bug spray. We do have long pants and long sleeves just in case we need it. But I think we're going down at a good time in the year where it's a little cooler. And, yeah, hopefully it's not much of an issue while we're there.
What are you planning to do after the Olympics?
Well, right after the Olympics, we have another tournament in Long Beach, California, and then a tournament in Chicago. So after those two, I'm probably going to have another shoulder surgery. I'll be home for a little while, and I don't know much after that. We'll have to wait and see.
The Olympics beyond that?
Maybe. I have no idea. No idea.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
FGCU alum Brooke Youngquist-Sweat represents the USA in beach volleyball in Rio beginning August 7th. You can see video and photos at wgcu.org/Gulf Coast Live. We're talking about Brooke Sweat and Lonnie Cabrera, two FGCU alumni going to Rio to compete in the Olympics next week. Comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media and join our live Twitter chat using the hashtag Gulf Coast Live. FGCU alum swimmer Lonnie Cabrera of Barbados competes in the 400-meter freestyle race in Rio. The Barbados Olympic Association selected her to represent her country as its highest-ranked swimmer in the FINA World Rankings. She was clocked with the fastest times among Barbadian female swimmers in three events, the 200 free, 400 free, and 800 freestyle. You're listening to the 23-year-old Cabrera practicing laps for one of the last times at the FGCU Aquatic Center this week as her coach Amanda Smith helps out.
Elbows that are dropping.
It's more like when you're skinny slappy, you turn your pinky up. Mm-hmm. It's when you don't slap your pinky down, your elbows get dropped.
Okay.
At the send-off to the Olympics, Coach Amanda Smith introduces Cabrera.
It's hard to describe what Lonnie has meant to our program over the past 4 years, both in and out of the pool. It's clear that she's epitomized what it's meant to be a student athlete from her list of accolades that include being the program record holder in three events, a three-time CCSA champion, and the 2016 CCSA Co-Scholar Athlete of the Year, and the 2016 CSCAA Scholar All-American. But what's even more impressive is the type of woman she has become. She's an incredible leader for our program. Her tenacity and her racing displays just that. Her teammates have always been able to look for her when she races for inspiration and the will to win. I remember back in when FSU was here in 2015, the first time we beat their program, and I remember her being behind in both of her signature races, the 1,500-yard freestyle. She was behind their top girl by several body lengths, but somehow she fought tooth and nail all the way to the finish line and mustered out wins for our program, and one of those specifically by 0.10 of a second. I remember when she never gave up, and when she finished the races in her celebration, she said it so clearly that she did it for our team. As a coach, you can't really teach that personality trait, and I've been so grateful to have worked for her as an athlete for the past 2 years at my time here at FGCU. I can't express how proud I am in our program is for her for accomplishing her goals as an Olympian. She will be able to look back at this moment, see all the obstacles and sacrifices she has made to leave behind friends and family back in Barbados to come to America to pursue her education here and while being a student athlete at FGCU, and most importantly now call herself a Rio Olympian. And she'll be able to see how strong of a young woman she has become. The success up to this point is only the beginning for Lonnie. And I know as a university in our program that we can't wait to see what's next in store for her. Congrats again, Lonnie. We are wishing you all the best in Rio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lonnie, the swimmer she was just talking about. I just really, first of all, want to thank everyone for coming out. This is surreal, kind of. That's the question I always get. How do I feel going in? Like, I'm an Olympian. How does that feel? Surreal. It's almost like it hasn't really set in yet. Everyone's like, well, when are you going? And I'm like, oh, I'm like 4 days. But I feel like I'm not really going to realize it's happening until I'm like walking out in front of thousands of people about to race. It's been a great journey here. Like Amanda said, having to leave my family and friends and come sacrifice everything to train here, live in America in a new place. They've done everything, not only the swim team, athletics as a whole, FGCU in general has done an impeccable job at making me feel welcome, making me feel happy here and enjoying every second of the time I've spent here. I'm so pleased that my coaches, Amanda and Neil as well as the strength coaches, people behind the scenes that don't really get as much recognition as everyone else. I'm just happy that everyone helped me get to where I am today. My teammates, they've done so much for me. Support of people like you guys, just knowing that you guys are rooting for us, it's great. So I'm just happy that you guys could all be here today.
When are you leaving?
Friday night. I have a red-eye flight, so I get there Saturday morning.
What is your training schedule like?
Right now, I haven't really started coming down on my practices yet, so I'm doing the same schedule I've been doing all summer. When I arrive there is when I'll start like my taper swims, and I'll kind of start easing up on practices and getting more prepared for the race and stuff.
What is it that you're doing now?
I'm doing twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a long morning with like a long swim and some conditioning and weights in there as well, and then Saturday morning, usually have a long Saturday morning as well with some running, and then the afternoons of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's just a long run again, so pretty much a double every day.
What were your thoughts when you found out that you were going to get to go to the Olympics?
I was super excited. It's incredible. It's almost like, is this really happening to me? You know, like, this is me. I'm just like a regular person. This is actually happening to me. It was pretty unbelievable.
Was it a goal of yours as a child? Or?
Yeah, funny story is 1996 Olympics, I was 3 years old, and Barbados had a swimmer that was in the finals of the Olympic Games, and she ended up doing really well. She came fifth in the Olympics, and that's kind of what my parents kind of got me into swimming. They were like, wow, like, we want this for our children, so my siblings and I, we all got involved in swimming. My siblings, they didn't really enjoy it, but for me it was always like, I want to go to the Olympics, so it's always been a big dream of mine, so now I feel like I've like accomplished this. It's like all I've ever worked for, all I've ever wanted, so.
You join your friends, family back in Barbados, like how happy are they for you to have this opportunity to go to Rio?
My parents are off the walls happy. My dad, he's been my biggest supporter, my mom and dad, they both have sacrificed so much for me. To get me to where I am today. I definitely owe a huge portion of it to them. Other athletes from Barbados that I've traveled other events with, everyone is just rooting for me. So it's a great feeling to know that everyone is behind me and everyone wants me to do it for Barbados. So,
did you come to FGCU purposely to train for the Olympics or for school? Or?
Yes, as a student athlete, I kind of understood that academics was a major part of it. So I definitely focused on the academics, but the main intention was swimming. It was kind of like I had to kind of get out of Barbados to get better facilities and coaches and just focus entirely on the main goal. So
it worked.
It did work. So I'm happy. It was hard, you know, being away from family. Like, that's never easy. Every sacrifice, everything I've regretted having to miss, every mom birthday party or dad birthday party or family event, it's been worth it. So
you mentioned that your parents are having trouble getting to Rio, or yeah. What's the situation?
Well, I don't think they'll be able to make this trip just with like the conditions in Rio and the flight prices and everything, but I know they're there with me in spirit. They always have been. I speak to them thanks to FaceTime and Skype and iMessage. I speak to them constantly. My dad, I'm constantly texting. So to have them there with spirit is great.
And what do you think about having another FGCU alum who's going to be in the Olympics with you?
No, that definitely is a big thing for me, especially, like I said, I won't be able to have my family there. But to have someone, like, you know, another FGCU alum in the village with me, as soon as she found out and I saw like FGCU did press releases, I instantly sent her a message like, hey, I'm Lani, like, I'm at FGCU, like, we weren't here at the same time, but it was great to meet you. And she like got right back to me like, yeah, like, congrats, you know, it's nice to meet you. So just met her family, they all seemed great. They just invited me to come watch a game, one of her games, that they, so I'll definitely be there cheering her on. So yeah.
Do you have advice for younger swimmers who are hoping the same thing as you have now?
Cliche, but never give up. There's still been so many times where it's just been so painful. You know, some days I just wake up and I'm like, do I really have to do this? Like, I don't think I can do it today. It's just so hard. It's so difficult. But, you know, stick to it. Like, you set yourself that goal. It can be anything. It doesn't even have to be the Olympics. Like, you're training for a summer meet or summer competition. You know, do what you have to do months, years in advance for that, and kind of just stick to it no matter what. It's going to be hard. It's not easy at all. So pretty much just enjoy it while you can. You know, don't think of it as a chore, but think of it more of an experience. That's how I dealt with it a lot. A lot of the times where I'm having a rough day or hard to get to practice, and I just thought of the end goal.
The 400s, how many laps, and what's going through your mind as you get through this?
Usually when I swim, when I dive into the pool, I try to, before my race, I'm thinking, oh, this stuff, technique, this. But as soon as I get into the pool, my mind just goes blank, and it's just swimming. So 8 laps, because it's the long course. Yeah.
Have you given any thought to the Zika virus?
Yeah, but I try to kind of not think too much about it. I know our organization is doing whatever they can for precautions and stuff. But yeah, so as I get there, like I said, before the race, it's pretty much just in the village and the pool, just doing what I need to do to prepare for my race. And then after that, then I'll worry about kind of everything else. So I'm trying to kind of keep it on the back burner so it doesn't consume all my thoughts.
Packing bug spray?
Yes, a lot of bug spray.
Thank you.
Thank you.
FGCU alum Lani Cabrera, as well as Evita Letter of Suriname, will both represent the university in swimming in Rio. Letter competes in the 100-meter breaststroke. Cabrera's 400 freestyle race is on August 7th at noon. There are photos and video of Cabrera at wgcu.org/Gulf Coast Live. You can continue commenting on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or on Twitter using the hashtag Gulf Coast Live. This is WGCU FM 90.1 Fort Myers, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. For Richard Chinqui, John Davis, and AJ Leonard, I'm Amy Tardiff. Have a great afternoon.